Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Friday. It is the 14th of December. We're almost to the middle of the month. It's amazing. Time is going by quickly. Seems like kind of a quiet Christmas. I don't know if I'm missing something here, but it just doesn't feel that different in traffic. It's different. It is different, but not that busy. It's kind of interesting. But today, I have to talk about something. If anyone wrote in questions, I will get to them next week, because yesterday, after the show, I got really busy. And I had three phone calls that I needed to make, and I knew they were going to take time, so I pushed them to the end of my business day. And three phone calls in a row, I talked to three different women from three different places. I mean, different towns, different states, three different women. And yet I could, if I recorded one of them, I heard the same thing three times in a row. Blew me away. I kept thinking, this cannot be an accident. And all three women wanted to die. Wanted to die because they were tired. Before I got in the accident, I would never have understood them yesterday had this not happened to me. But I started to feel that tired feeling, like, well, you know, we're rinsing and repeating. There's nothing going on. I was bored. I was worried that, you know, now I have to take care of all these things still, and it just never stops, never stops. You don't get to rest. And I thought, wow, you know, that was weird that I had that feeling, because I'm not fatalistic. I don't feel like I want to die. I don't want to kill myself, nothing like that. But I didn't know what else to do here. And that feeling came and went. It was, you know, a momentary thing. But to hear, can you not hear? Tell me in the chat, 1 second. Let me see. I just asked if anyone can hear me. Okay, you can hear it. Okay, thank you, Francis. So maybe Liam. Okay, great. So I talked to three women and different circumstances. One is still a little younger, has a daughter. The father's fighting her for the daughter. You know, she ran into some problems with addiction, but she's cleaned up and she's trying to put her life on track. And every time she gets a job, she loses it because she's doing like the temporary job business. So she doesn't have tea, but she wants to be on her own. Another one is a mother of two girls, and one of them is suffering from mental illness. And, you know, and then another one is just single and by herself and suffering from chronic depression. But all three just said, I just don't want to be here anymore. This is just too tiring. There's no reward. You know, I work for nothing. Stay alive to work. And I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm tired. I can't wake up in the morning. I can't sleep at night. And I'm listening. And at first, I was like, oh, wow. And, you know, how can I help you? And the second one, I you know, I don't swear well. And I said the F word because I wanted to make her laugh, because I know she knows that I can't, you know, when I swear, I look like really dorky and like it's not coming out of my mouth. And it's kind of funny how it looks, but I did it and she started laughing. Look at that. 1 minute you want to kill yourself, the next minute you're laughing to death. that made her laugh. And we just went on to another track, and I said, don't isolate yourself. And the one common thing with all three women were that they were isolated. They were isolated. They didn't interact with people outside their homes. They got into a routine that took them away from others. And because of that, they weren't exchanging energy. So their energy got stagnant. And when your energy gets stagnant, you start dying inside. You think you want to be alone, and you think that you're going to be okay and come back stronger. But what happens is we innately need each other. And we need each other in a big way. And we don't even know it. Being alone, being away from each other, is telling the world, I'm not ready for you anymore. And I don't know how to get ready for you, ready for the world. You just be a part of it. And so the one thing I have to talk about today, because it's a holiday season, and just as happy and excited as people are for the holiday season, we have the other side of the pendulum where people are lonely, isolated, and they honestly feel despair. This is the time of year when people, you know, they become suicidal. Policemen can tell you this over and over again. So I want to address this today. There are so many different ways you can get out of your routine. And I would choose one way out of the many ways to either help other people, visit other people, bake and drop it off at the friends that you have homes or at work, but do something to connect yourself to the world you live in. Take yourself out of your mind, our ego, into believing despair, into believing we are alone, into believing we are stupid and dumb and not worth anybody's time or energy. And all of that is a lie. All three of them did not know what hit them. All three of them asked me, is there something in the air? Is there something going on? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Do know that whatever's going on in our world today, the extremes are so, like the line in the sand is so thick, and you're either on this side or that side. We're either lonely or we're doing great. We either have money or we don't. We either feel this way politically or we don't. And we feel this loss of control. But there are things you can control. They are yourself. They are how you feel. They are what you look forward to every day. Really think far and wide as to what would make you happy if you did it today. And find a way for a walk or eating your favorite food or going out to eat or calling a friend or writing a friend or texting someone and them writing back and you feeling relevant again. It doesn't take much for us to feel connected. And yet that little bit feels so hard to do. It's like, you know, ripping a Band-Aid off. You just, it's easier to keep it on. But what is that Band-Aid covering? Are not meant to be alone. Not one of us came here knowing everything. Not one of us. And the reason we came here not knowing everything is so that we can reach out to each other. Even if it's just to talk, saw my interview that I did on that one with Candace Barr the last month. It's like the only new interview I have. And she immediately texted me because she knew me. And she said, I really, really have to talk to you. And I didn't have time the day before, so yesterday was the day. Another one wrote me and said, hey, can we talk? How are you doing? Not so well. Why? And I realized there's a sense of focus that we can control and that we can pay attention to in ourselves. Just like we can pick out everything that doesn't work, everything that makes us upset, everything that we can take away from ourselves. Why do we choose that over what is working, what we can do, what we do enjoy? And I really want to push that we ask ourselves those questions. Why am I choosing to be upset over this when in the same time, choose something else? Well, no, I don't have a choice. I'm really upset. I'm suffering from depression. Yes, I know. I know you are. But there's other things we can think about. Try. Try as hard as you can. Do jumping jacks. Switch up your energy. And I know it sounds funny to say do jumping jacks, but what happens is when you start to move, like literally move instead of just sitting there letting your mind beat the heck out of you up. Get up and move because it shakes up the energy. It shakes up what's around you. It makes you feel vital, like, oh my God, I just did something. It moves your blood around. It gives your brain something else to think about, but you have no downside when you physically move. I have been to many motivational speaker type events. And the only thing I really remember that I left with was, while we're sitting there, they make us get up and start jumping around. They turn music on. It's really loud. You're jumping around. Or they tell you to massage the person's shoulders on the side of you or something like that. And the reason for that is just connection, whether it's with yourself or the people around you. Together. It makes you feel part of a group, part of a tribe, part of your life. That's why people leave on such a high. You don't even remember what they said to you. But you felt connected. And many people have formed groups for anything you're interested in. Anything. Even if it's just talking about your favorite sports team. Everyone. And if you feel lonely or you feel disconnected, challenge it. Challenge the disconnection. Challenge the loneliness. Nobody can know when you feel that except for you. And nobody can build a bridge to walk away from it and fill that same time with something that can help you, that can heal you, that can grow you. Over the stuff that I heard it 3 times in a row. By the time one time I was, my son is home and he's working out and he works out and they can't have, the regular protein powders and stuff that most people take when they work out. He can't take any of that because it doesn't drug test well when they get drug tested, and they get drug tested at random will when you're an athlete. So I have to boil him eggs every few days. I boil a bunch of eggs and he comes home and just eats them. And so yesterday when I took the first call, I put the eggs on. I put them on a 15-minute timer, and I came to take the first call. Those eggs were boiling for 40 minutes because that's how fast the time went on the phone call, and I couldn't believe it. My son came and asked me, he goes, are those eggs still boiling? And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot about the eggs. Same thing happened to me while I was trying to talk and doing dinner. And in the middle, the other call I took, I worked through while I was talking. And that by the third time I heard it, my soul was just like wanting to jump out of my body. I was picking up so much anxiety from the call that I had to get off the call. I said, you know what? I'm really sorry. I heard all I can hear for now, and I'll get back to you. Problems we have feel so detached from life that we stop feeling like we're living. It's become really, really to the point where people just don't even know what they don't know when it comes to solutions. Forget even a solution, just stopping the racing mind. Sleeping so hard that you can't wake up in the morning because you don't want to wake up in the morning. Staying up all night. So I asked Christ, and one of the things he said, and I don't know if people can do this. I mean, I do it because of the show, but I don't know if I would be doing it if I didn't do the show at 5:30 in the morning. But he said, wake yourself up. Wake yourself up early in the morning, like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Stay awake all day. And do that for 3 days. You will start to wake up earlier and sleep earlier. Because what happens, and this is going to sound funny, especially for late birds, because I used to be a late bird, is that you are asleep when you need to be asleep. But in that early morning, we are the clearest. In that early morning, you are the most clear. Clearly, and it goes back to those old sayings, the early bird catches the worm. There's a different energy at that time of day. It's a planning energy. It's a start your day energy. It's a what will I do with my day energy. It's quiet. There's no phones. You don't really need food yet. And even if you just sat in a corner and read a book, I know it sounds weird because it'll be hard to do in the beginning, rerouting your time. And if you go to work to a job where you go, because now that's a 50-50, not everybody does anymore. But if you do, by the time you get home, you'll make dinner, you'll clean up yourself and your kitchen, and you go to bed. You'll have a routine. Sometimes people just stay up and they're sleepy and they're ready to go to bed, but they don't. They start something and then they do this and then they do that and then they get a second wind and then they can't sleep. And then in the mornings they can't wake up. So what happens is you've slept through the best energy of the day. And then you wonder why you never catch up when you wake up late like that. And the whole day goes by and it's like 1 o'clock before your brain wakes up. There's an early morning gift in there somewhere. And now that I am waking up like this, even on days I'm not doing the show, I still wake up early. When I wrote the books, it was in the middle of the night, even though I went back to sleep. But there's something about early to bed. There's something about that and early to rise. All of those sayings, they withstood the test of time. We stopped listening. If I were to tell you one way to start to reorganize the way your life runs, the way you've been running your life, I would tell you to start waking up earlier. Because what happens is you'll get little things done. They won't even be big things yet. But your brain is already set in motion way more awake when you wake up earlier than it is when you wake up later. And then you rush, and then you need coffee to wake you up. Then you need this to wake you up. And it's like you got to almost hold your body up with sticks to keep it going. Truly pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your time. Pay attention to interacting with people. That is as vital to you as food. Waking up early, having time with yourself. We're running out of steam. We don't know why we're here. We're tired because we haven't had instruction or guidance on how to live. All we have is what we have to do. We have to pay this, pay that, get here, do that, get from, make it here, put it out there. You know, food, we don't even cook our own food. Our energy isn't even in our own food. Our energy's in food that people get paid minimum wage to make fast, that's made with stuff that isn't even food, and we're eating it, and then we wonder why we don't have energy. Or we go home and we microwave food that's already made, that's been frozen for a long time. When you wake up early, make lists. This is what I need to buy today. This is where I need to go today. This is what I would like to do today. Give yourself moments of peace. Give yourself the kind of time that isn't interrupted yet with the chaos of the day. And, you know, you'll find as well, and I can tell you this because I used to do it, but when I used to stay up later, in the middle of the afternoon, I would get tired, and I would want munchies, and then I'd want a nap. But since I've been doing the show early, I don't nap anymore. Now, I do get, my nights do get cut short unless I have to be out somewhere. But, I mean, last night I think I slept at 8:30. But normally I'll sleep at 9 or 9:30, which isn't bad. I've been stretching it. But I just pass out. I don't need naps. I eat better. Most of the food I eat is in earlier part of the day. By dinner, I'm not asking for that much food. Sometimes I just want nuts and fruit. I feel like a squirrel, but big lunch. You know, I'm not vegetarian. I'm not vegan. I do love a good steak once in a while. Or I'll eat chicken or I'll eat fish. But my biggest meal is lunch now, because by then I'm really looking for dinner because I've been up. Most of my work is done by noon. And then I do the house stuff. And then I take care of whoever I need to call or whatever I need to do that day. But have that, be able to say, hey, you know what? This is when I'll have time, instead of just letting things hijack your day. Like, wow, I can't believe, well, this happened today. And then you talk a week from now, well, this happened today and that happened today. And I go, wow, every day there's like comes in and takes over your day. Are you looking for those things? Are you looking for reasons for something to come and hijack your day? That was one of the things I got yesterday. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. Well, how long has that been going on? 4 years. Like, no wonder you're tired. One of them went to the doctor because she's running, and it turned out she has something called adrenal fatigue, which I never heard of until about a year ago. Adrenal fatigue is when you're running on adrenaline for so long, come down, and then one day you just don't work anymore. You try to walk upstairs and you can't breathe. Try to walk to your car, you can't breathe. I had one of them tell me I've gained a ton of weight. And for 2 weeks, I've been eating well and I've had nothing but a headache. And I said, yeah, because you're withdrawing from the other stuff that you ate. Your body's withdrawing. Because when you have high sugar, salt, put on a lot of weight, and all of a sudden you're eating well, your body's like, what just happened? And it's literally flushing itself out. not to mention the headaches that you're getting from the lack of sugar. It's like the little sugar monsters are in your belly telling you, I need sugar, I need, because it's addicted. Our world on the outside has to be filtered through. You have to take a look at what's coming into you, whether it's your food, whether it's the people you're around, the environment you're in. Choose well. Ask yourself, what would best serve my soul? And only accept that or nothing. I'm going to want to be here. I was physically exhausted listening. It broke my heart in so many ways. I went to sleep thinking, that cannot be a mistake that I talked to three women who said, I wanted to put them all in a room. But I thought, well, if each person represents about 1 million people, that's like 3 million people. And what if I talked to a fourth person today? Would I have heard the same thing? Attention to what you allow. Don't stay alone. Don't isolate yourself. Don't wait until you fix everything and you're perfect before you go out. Accept who you are right now. Go out the way you are right now. Take the pressures off of yourself that you don't need so that you can have the energy to do the things you do need. Wisely. Move your body. Even if you just do get up, and if you haven't done a jumping jack in a long time, do one and see if you can, because it shakes everything up. Switch up the energy around you. Don't, the thoughts that come in your head, don't let them take over. They're just there for you to grow through, to face. There isn't anyone on this earth that isn't worth it. You wouldn't be here. Being here is worth it. I always say this. No one just fell from the sky and landed on earth. You had to come through somebody. It was like a little labor of love. Somebody's body had to house you. That would be your mom. And your dad. Whether they're still in your lives or not, all of that. We can't cry over the lives we've had. We can only empower them by paying attention to ourselves. I have like 60 seconds left, and all I want to say is try waking up a little earlier. Try giving yourself that time where it's quiet and you have a minute to plan, where you can start out ahead of yourself rather than behind yourself. I just can't say it enough. It just breaks my heart that we don't want to be here in that many numbers. That means our world needs to change. And we can change our world and then notice the changes in the bigger world. You guys, I love you. I will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.